The Farm Girl's Dream, written by Eileen Ramsey and read by Helen McAlpine. It has been said before, and will no doubt be said again, that the time before the Great War was very special. Certainly it was for Victoria Cameron. She was a most important small person, at least in the eyes of Grandpa, for whom she could do no wrong. Mama was firmer, but that was the way Victoria knew of both mothers and grandfathers. She loved them both fiercely, and she loved the old stone farmhouse with its magic kingdom of the walled farmyard, where Grandpa would groom the Clydesdales. There were always six huge, broad, gentle beasts with noble names: Scottish Maid, Glantana, Thermopylae, Stornoway, Queensberry, and of course the Cutty Sark. Grandpa never used these grand names. To him the horses were always Hen, Lass, or Ma Wee Laddie. To the end of her life, Victoria could recall him as he polished their coats before hitching them up to the carriages, which local children took on their annual Sunday school picnics.
"That's it, Hen, good lass. Eh, that's my own good lass."
Sometimes he would hoist Victoria up and put her on the broad back of a large horse. She would clutch the mane with her little hands and look down, down from the broad, gleaming shoulders of the horse to the ground so far, so very far below. And she would look into Jock's whiskered face and she would laugh. Fear? She did not know the meaning of the word, not with Grandpa there, with his strong brown hands. Did the sun always shine in the years before the war? There must have been rain and snow, but Victoria's memories were full of sun-filled days, days when she would wander out of the farmyard and follow one of the dry-stained dykes to the burn. There were two stiles between the house and the burn. Years later, she could still feel the sense of adventure that she experienced each time she climbed a stile and wandered farther away from her mother. She never went too far, though, for in later years she recalled that she had always been able to see the house. Her mother worked the whole day long. Everything in the house, including Victoria, was scrubbed to within an inch of its life. Like the linens, Victoria was also starched and ironed. Mama baked, preserved, cured and dressed, and in the evening she sewed and mended, knitted beautiful woolens for the three of them, and somehow found time to do exquisite embroidery. Her day of rest was Sunday, and so Sunday was Victoria's favourite day of the week. Jock would hitch two of the Clydesdales to the carriage, and everyone, masters and maids, stiff and starched in their Sunday best, would set off for their beautiful little country church. But it was the time after the traditional huge Sunday midday dinner that Victoria relished. It was then that she and Grandpa would escape,